All right, Jabusai, good morning. I hope everyone is well. We are picking up Emirat Hashem in Perek Chof Gimel in Messiah Sishram. I actually sent out the sheet for today's shiur in the WhatsApp group. So we're picking up, remember, Perek Chof Gimel, the title is Bedarchi Knias Ha'anava, the way in which we acquire the midah, the attribute of humility. So the Ramchal introduced us last week to there are two primary parts to acquiring the attribute of humility. Part one is what he called regilos, so we'll call it habituation, that if a person consistently engages in humble behaviors, that ultimately engenders a sense of humility. And then the second part is his boning, a level of contemplation. Contemplation and reflection. So that we're up to the contemplation now. So bottom of page Reish Lamed Ches. Achisbonin hu al inyonim shonim. So we're both saying, the shail is contemplation of what? So Ramchal says, so to acquire the midah of anava, to acquire the attribute of humility, one must contemplate on a couple of different things. So he says, ha'echad. The first thing a person has to contemplate regarding is, this idea is the idea that a person has to reflect on is recorded in the words of Akavya ben Mahalla. What did he say? Da me'ayin basa. A person is in Pirkei Avos. A person should know where does he come from. Where does a person come from? Mitipas rucha, from a putrid drop. Ula an hataholik, and where are you going? Lemakom afar rima vitolea, to a place of dirt, of worms and of bugs, of insects. And in front of whom are you going to have to give an accounting for your entire life? Ultimately, again, before the Ribono Shel Olam. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbe was saying, the truth is, you know, of the Mishnayos, this is a difficult one. A very, very heavy Mishnah. A very heavy Mishnah. Where do you come from? A putrid drop. Where are you going back to? To dirt and insects. And in front of whom do you have to give judgment? Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not exactly like the greatest pick-me-up message. So the Shaila is, of course, you know, what does it mean? Meaning, here's what we know. What we know is that at the end of the day, Akavya ben Mahalalel's his mission is not to make us feel small or little, right? His mission is not to make us feel like a nothing. Because the moment that you begin to make a person feel like a nothing, so ultimately, then they remain a nothing. So what is Akavya ben Mahalalel coming to teach us? So look what Ramchal says. Page Reish Lamed Ches. Kol elahem negdiyim lagaiva ula ozrim ala anava. But we'll say, what Akavya ben Mahalalel is trying to do is to help us reach a level of humility. To reach us, to avoid arrogance, and to reach a level of humility. How so? Kibiyosa adam istaka bebchisus chamro, ogrias haschaloso, ein lo tamli noseklal, elalevo shali kalim. Because we'll say, it is humbling to think about that we come, right? That we come from a drop, right? The person comes from a little drop. And no matter how much you accomplish in life, we go back ultimately to dirt. We go back to dirt. So we'll say, so this is an important yisod. Remember, the takeaway message from that is not that I'm nothing. You know, sometimes that's the problem with this Mishnah. People think that Akavya ben Mahalalel, his goal is to make me feel like a nothing. Chas v'shalom. His goal is to make sure that my ego doesn't run away from me or run away with me. Because remember, think about this. No matter how much you accomplish in life, all of us have the same end. Right? No matter how bakavadik a person becomes over the course of life, at the end of the day, we return to the earth. And because we return to the earth, Akavya ben Mahalalel says, don't get arrogant. Don't let your ego be like a runaway train that takes you on a very destructive journey. Because at the end of the day, we go back to earth. So we'll say, therefore, if a person becomes arrogant, to what could this be compared? The ruach hazirim shegia limloch kol eis asher yiskar yamav harishonim yeshulol shiiska. So I say this could be compared to a pig farmer. So if a pig farmer, literally a pig shepherd, you know, a pig farmer becomes a king, right? So as much as the king has all the trappings of covet, all the trappings of honor, when he remembers his origins as a pig farmer, that's very humbling. That's very humbling. So too, again, says the Ramchal. That a person has to be careful that no matter how much he accomplishes, and no matter how much he does, and no matter how great he becomes, that he never allows that life greatness to make him into a balgaiva, to make him arrogant. I say, how do you avoid arrogance? It's very simple. Remember your humble beginnings, and remember your exceedingly humble end. And I will say, it is very sobering, right? That at the end of the day, when life comes to an end, which of course it does for all of us, we go back to the earth. So the goal of this, therefore, is not to make me feel like I'm nothing, chas v'shalom, but the goal is to temper the ego. He goes on. Okay, she achshav kimokim, she besof kol gidulosav yashuv va'afar ma'achal tolas kol shekin she kane gaono v'yishkach she'on gavaso kimatuvo uma gidulosav va'acherisav boshachlima. Again, same way the Rebbe says we were saying before, that even though sometimes there is a yitzhara for me to get a bit carried away with my ego concerning all of the things that I accomplish, the one thing that keeps the ego in check is the realization of where we ultimately go to after 120. And I'm not referring ultimately to Shamayim, that we'll talk about in just a moment. But the idea that the guf, the physicality, which often becomes so much of a source of arrogance, goes to the ground and returns to dust. When a person continues to contemplate and think, Now the next piece to contemplate, says the Ramchal, is after 120, I stand before God for judgment. Right? I come before the Beis Nishmal, I come before the celestial court, and I come and I sit in judgment before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and before God, who is perfection, and before the Beis Inshallah, that is perfection, and before Ribbono Shalom, who knows anything and everything, and before a God who is awesome and all-powerful. So he goes on, he says, V'hu Omei Bifnehem, and I have to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his court, Garua, Pachus, V'nivze Mitzad Atzmo, Tamei Umegol Mitzad Masav. So I stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu inherently deficient and really tarnished as a result of my significant mistakes and misdeeds. Hayarim Rosho. Will I even have the ability to hold my head up high? Hayyelo Pischon Peh. Will I have the ability to answer, to say anything? V'chi Yishalu. Aye Eifo Picha. Aye Gaoncha Kvotcha Shenasata Ba'olamecha. And when the Beis Nishmal asked me, no, you were so arrogant, and you were so cocky, and you were so self-assured in this world. So now, what do you have to say now? Where's your retort? Where's your one-liner? Where's your comment? Where is all the things that you used to say in this world? What am I going to say? Oh my Yosheva Tochachto, Hine Vaday Shalu Rega Echa Yitzayra Adam Esichlo Emes Hazeh Tzir Amiti V'Chazak. You know, if I imagine this moment in my mind, the moment that I have to stand before the Beis Din Shalom Allah, and I won't have any answers, and I won't have any excuses, and all of the lines that I use to justify the things that I do in this world, I won't be able to advance them in front of the heavenly court. So says Ramchal, think about that for just a few moments. And nothing is greater for engendering humility than that particular realization. So we'll stop over here, but just to understand what the Ramchal is teaching us is something really profound. He says, we spoke about so before, about how to behaviorally ingrain the sense of anava, and now it's cognitively. What could I think about to become humble? So Ramchal says, number one, think about your very humble beginning and very humble end. And number two, I have to think about after 120, I have to stand before the Beis Din Shalom Allah. I have to stand before the heavenly court. And I have to give an accounting for my life. And I will say, you know, all of us do things that we know we should not be doing. And we live lives, and we do some, there are aspects of our lifestyle that I know are not good. And parts of my persona that I know that I have to change. But we give excuses. We are the master of excuses in a variety of different ways. And it's really humbling to think that there comes a day where there are no more excuses. I have to acknowledge what I've done and what I haven't done. And I have to acknowledge that there comes a day when I stand before God and I stand before His high court, and I must testify about the life that I lived, and without anything to hide behind. And says the Ramchal, this knowledge and this thought is something that is incredibly powerful for engendering a sense of humility. So Rabbi says, so just so you understand, the goal over here, both of thinking about where we end up after we die, as well as going ahead and thinking about that we have to give testimony in front of the Beis Din Shel Malah, the goal over here is not chas v'shalom to make ourselves feel terrible about ourselves. Chas v'shalom. The goal here is to be able ultimately again to escape any vestige of egocentricity and arrogance, and ultimately lead a life of humility. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Hashem with this concept tomorrow.